Hey guys, this is Michael Tazzani and welcome to Crypto Life 365. This is day 16 already. I am a little bit less tired than I was yesterday. Like yesterday we worked from 7 a.m. to about 5 or 6 p.m. and we were just exhausted. Came back home, washed off all the fiberglass, had dinner, came back to the hotel room. I recorded the 365 and it just passed right out. Today it's a little bit less tired. We still worked most of the day. But just feel like I have a little more energy. And actually, at this point, we're done for our three-day work trip. And we're back on the road, heading back to Orlando, where we're going to fly out tomorrow morning to go back home. And at home, I'll be going back to work on my real estate business and getting ready for the trip for... I was going to say Cryptolina, but before then, Cryptolina is going to be mid-June. That's when I'm going to be speaking. Next week on Monday and Tuesday, actually, I'm going to Consensus in New York, which is a really big conference for kind of the local bankers and big business types, not specifically for Bitcoiners, but just for other legacy systems, I guess, to come and wear fancy suits and pretend like they can be part of the whole group too. With regards to what we built today, it was more of the same. We finished the back seats at this point. We finished the back reclining, the bottom of the seats. We put in the brake pedals and the rudder pedals, so at least assembled them, so I actually know how those things work. A really nice thing about putting all of this together from scratch is that I am actually aware of where potential issues might happen. So if anything happens later on, I actually know what is causing it and how to fix it and maybe how to improve on it too. Whereas if I were to buy a plane, it would be any kind of issues, I would have to take it to a mechanic. That actually usually takes quite a bit. Actually, in airplane circles, there's a term called ATB, which stands for another $1,000. So anything breaks or anything is fixing, it's another $1,000. So as they say, airplanes, they fly on money. With a kit plane, it's a trip to a Home Depot, and if you know what's actually broken, generally you can fix it yourself. Also, since it's a kit plane, it doesn't actually have to comply with all the FAA regulations, so you can work on it yourself on any part of it as opposed to requiring an FAA mechanic to do all this stuff for you. And because FAA mechanics are really rare, they charge quite a lot, and a lot of times they're not even available, so there's a wait. And really the only difference between having an experimental kit plane versus an FAA certified factory built plane is that I will not be able to use this plane for commercial purposes, which means that I can't use it to fly passengers for money, and I won't be able to use it for, say, towing banners, for example. But because this is a pusher prop, it's not like I can tow banners anyway. Other than that, I can still fly passengers. They can still pay me half the gas if they want to, and I can still fly myself around and other people and maybe even haul some stuff too. So saving quite a lot of money on this. Also, I finally looked up the price of a Mooney. A Mooney is also a very high-performance airplane that also goes about as fast as this plane does. Doesn't look anywhere near as cool, but it does have the same engine and the same speed and the same flight characteristics. And a Mooney goes for about $700,000 to $800,000. So quite a hell of a lot of money. Whereas this thing looks really sleek, is really nice looking, is lighter, is actually more advanced because a Mooney is aluminum and this thing is composite. And this one with the engine and everything else should cost maybe about $200,000 stops, where about a third of it is actually the cost of the engine, unfortunately. But good engine to go fast, so can't really pass that up. So, yeah, next plans for the rest of next couple of days. Got to get home, got to catch up on all the real estate stuff. We have we got a notification that our trailer homes are finishing up construction, so we need to really start prepping our little trailer park site up for them to come in. There's still two old trailers there that we need to cut up and dispose of, and finish the paperwork and I guess the insurance and other stuff on the other two properties that I'm about to, well, one I just closed on, the next one I'm going to be closing on, I'm hoping, on Monday. One annoying thing with properties I found is that sometimes sellers sell you the property, you go to close, and then you kind of don't hear from them again. And even though the house is yours, somebody might still be in there. You have no idea how to contact them. You don't have the keys. You don't know how to get in the house to start working on it. And it's like the house is yours, but it's not really, because there's somebody there. Like, so what the hell do you do? So I'm still having to figure out what to, how to handle those kind of situations. But once that's done, I need to get ready for the trip to Consensus. There I will be meeting with my partner on the banking project, Adela, and probably Fluffy Pony of Monero as well, since he's probably going to be working with us on that part as well. Then it's coming back home, working about 2 or 3 days at home on more business-related stuff, and then we head out on our next week and a half trip, and that's going to be kind of a somewhat of a vacation, somewhat of a tour, and possibly somewhat of a business trip too, depending on what we do while we're traveling. But anyway, for the rest of the day, it's just we just got dinner, so just get to a hotel, wash all the fiberglass off of us, just catch up on some businessy stuff on my laptop. It's I used to do all my business from a tablet. Unfortunately, an Android tablet was just not enough to be able to do all the financial parts that I do, since I run Quicken for all my business needs. So with a laptop, I'm actually able to work pretty much remotely anywhere that I want to, a lot better than I could with a tablet. But catch up on that and then get to bed, because tomorrow I gotta be at the airport because my early, because my flight takes off at 7 a.m. So anyway, short flight tomorrow, not much work today, and yeah, that's it. So if anybody shows up at Consensus on Tuesday, I'll be taking a train up Acela Express, because I've heard of them, never actually tried it. But I'll be there either Tuesday morning or Tuesday early afternoon, and hopefully I'll see you guys there. If not, hopefully I'll see you at Cryptolina mid-June. Anyway, see you guys later. Bye.